we hear some Silly Guru Dev that he will say, after all these years, we're still taking the prasad of Swami Maharaj, meaning his preaching was so extensive that everyone's still benefiting from it, even 30, 40 years later. And this is the fact of the matter. Anyone, all the missions, including this one, there are around the world, the leading preachers, or those who are responsible for introducing new members to the mission, are primarily disciples of Srila Swami Maharaj. That's just a fact. Right or wrong, ugly or pretty, it's the fact that his disciples, they've brought people in connection, even with others. So the whole world, all the missions, anyone who doesn't recognize him, you know, it's like an owl not recognizing the sun. Now it's become common to say, but it was Srila Guru Maharaj who identified him as a Shaktivesh avatar. Yes. Now anyone and everyone will say that. Yes. But it was Srila Guru Maharaj who gave this, revealed this. Because, and with, besides what he felt internally, he gave so many cause for that. That community that he descended in, the day community, the Maliks, they were favored by Nityananda Prabhu. That can be demonstrated. And it's indicated in the Tika of Saraswati Thakur and Chaitanya Charitamritam. And his predisposition toward Nitai Gauranga, Krishna Balaram, always so much appreciation for Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. So Srila Guru Maharaj says in this poem that he wrote before exiting the Jaladuta, prayer to lotus feet of Krishna, there he's appealing to Krishna in a very sweet and charming way that, and this is indicated by Srila Guru Maharaj, he's saying that my Gurudev was Radharani's delegation. So that means Radharani, he's accepting that Radharani is his guru. So by extension, Saraswati Thakur, my Gurudev is giving me this order, and he's appealing to Krishna. And I find myself unfit, unqualified to fulfill this order. But if you will help me, then that person of whom you want to get the favor of, namely Srimati Radharani, she'll be very pleased with you that you helped me fulfill this order. So he's appealing to Krishna in this irresistibly charming way. And as Maharaj indicated, on the Jaladuta, he has heart attacks. And that means that he told once in reading Chakrabarti Thakur's commentary on the Gita, Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kurunandana, that the disciple has no other reason to live than to fulfill the order of the Guru. That was his sterling quality. He didn't care about anything else, only one thing, Saraswati Thakur's order to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western countries and to publish books. He was singly focused on this, and that if I do this blindly, I follow this order, and all success will come from that. Sometimes you'd say, I asked my Guru Maharaj one question, how can I serve you? Swami Maharaj is very straight and simple. That's the point. How can I serve you? Not a thousand other questions, but what service is required for me? And this service was indicated to him. So anyway, he put his life on the line to do that. So much talking, everyone can do, I can do, but he put himself on the altar of self-sacrifice, and it reached its epitome in the middle of the ocean, in the middle, you know, nothing could be seen anywhere, just this position, that's where he had the heart attacks. And then he had a dream that Krishna said, Abhay, name is Abhay, means fearless, don't worry. And Krishna said, I've taken control of the ship. And that captain wrote in his captain's log that today the ocean looks like a pond. There are no waves. And he said, I've been sailing for 40 years. I've never seen this. It's like a pond. So Krishna made they talk about the Bible and the waves, all this, you know. Krishna made the whole ocean like a pond, not to disturb him, because now he just had some heart attacks, he's in a delicate condition. And so that Guru Maharaj said, at that point, divine power had to come down. Krishna could not resist this type of self-sacrificing tendency, like Govardhan Puja. At a certain point, when the devotee's life are threatened and distressed, and Krishna, these are the people who've given their lives to me, they only live for me, they don't know anything other than me. Then, he said, divine power came down and worked on his behalf. So, and the rest is history. He said he arrives in New York, he's actually leaving after 1 year. That's when he met Hayagriva. He's going back to India. He asked help from Tirthamars, different people. And he said, I tried to do something. He distributed his books. It didn't appear that success was coming. So he went down to the Scindia steamship line to see when he could catch the next boat back to India. And that's when he met Hayagriva, said, are you from India?
And also, there's one pastime in Mediscon, that he looked at Shaiya Maharaj, invite all Gauriya Maharaj, but they did not join.
Yeah.
When Guru Maharaj heard, no one going, and he went there with his Bhavadi Maharaj.
Yes, and Gurudev. That's in that picture on the other veranda.
Yeah.
That's that meeting.
Until that.
Yes.
You see, he made so many Gauriya Maharaj. Even on Gauriya Maharaj Sannyasi, they gave prasadam, they're throwing prasadam.
Yeah, not accepting because it's made by
Maletas. Now all Gauri Mat wants to go to the West. For what? You can say like
for his prasad.
For his prasad.
Now they all want his prasad.
Yes, all of his prasad. And like this, now everybody wants to go to the West for his prasad. Now when he invited all Gauri Mat Vaishnavas, and they are taking prasad, hiding in their throat. They're not taking. Oh, it is Mr. Prasad.
Yeah.
Like, it is true.
Yeah. But
that time, first ISKCON made, that time our Gurudev also went there. And Siddhamal gave some position to his president of that time, that meeting.
Yeah.
Our Guru Maharaj was Siddhamal, the president, just first studying with ISKCON, has his house by the land and makes an inauguration. That first time.
He arranged the land, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah.
Achyutananda came to him, and Guru Maharaj arranged the original land purchase because the god, but they didn't want him to have anything because they considered he was not a significant member because he was a householder and they were sannyasis and some abhiman was there. Why this householder, he'll come through and do the desired seva and not some big Maharaj.
Jai Sri Bhakti Nirmal Charja Maharaj Ki Jai.